You come to the greenhouse where you can get to know plants from the bromeliad family. They include pineapple, which is an essential cultural utility plant. You can find beautiful pineapples here in several specimens. It is a monocarpic plant that flowers and bears fruits only once in its lifetime and dies after forming germinating seeds. The fruit of pineapple is full of sweet juice, so the plant uses all of its reserves to create it. If the new seeds do not germinate, a daughter rosette will form next to the dying mother rosette, which will continue to grow. Pineapples are now grown on sandy coasts in the tropics all over the world. The origin of bromeliads is in Central and South America, where they grow in various habitats. We find them in tropical rainforests, in the lowlands, in river deltas, where they live mainly attached to the bark of trees as epiphytes on branches. They also grow on table mountains and rocky slopes, in cloud forests at higher altitudes up to 4,000 meters above sea level. Even individual species are very adaptable and are found in many different environmental conditions. Bromeliads have an enormously shortened stem, with the leaves tightly pressed into a rosette. The leaves of the large green species are widened on the underside and tightly wrapped around each other. This creates a tight funnel in which rainwater is collected, from which the plant uses. We grow these plants on tables and pots, but they grow on top of trees as epiphytes in nature. The roots are not massive and mainly attach the plant to the substrate. Arboreal animals drink water from the rosette and functions as their breeding ground. They can be, for example, amphibians such as tree frogs or aquatic insects, which lay eggs in bromeliads. A small ecosystem is created by it. You also see a silvery, gray, scaly sessile plant on trellises and live trunks. It belongs to the genus Tillandsia. They grow from the southern USA into South America, where they live from cloud forests all the way into tropical dry forests and subtropical forests. They live in areas where the morning temperature can drop below freezing, but by the afternoon, the sun is scorching. In all of these habitats, there is high humidity throughout most of the day. Here, in regions around the equator, it is not the seasons that change, but the extreme conditions that change over the course of one day. Plants receive water through the scales on their leaves. Their roots only serve to attach it to its substrate. An interesting one is Tillandsia usneoides, the southern Spanish moss, which has no roots and looks like a lichen called usnea. It grows suspended on branches throughout the southern USA.